Welcome to the After Hours show
for
the Pell Bros movie reviews.
For our Patreons.
Yes. So I guess we could start with our Stan Lee cameo. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that one?
Yeah, I like this one. I think it was funny. It was good. So the guy comes out on stage. It's supposed to be Captain America, but it's not because he's off, you know, going on a mission or whatever. And then Stan Lee's like, I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, like, it's just some random guy.
Random guy.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I like it.
Yeah, that's probably that one. I remember that one's kind of standing out among Stan Lee cameos.
Yeah.
So many of them are great. I like when he comments on heroes that he created. I'm pretty sure he created Captain America. Oh,
He didn't.
That was way before him. Scratch that. No, it was not a hero that he wrote or created, but he did write him. He did have some involvement with him later on, but it's fun when he comments on the characters, on the heroes, and because it's Stan Lee.
Yeah, no, it was a fun one. It was one of his shorter ones for sure.
Yeah.
I think there's a few that he doesn't even say anything.
It was a
shorter one, but it was a fun one. I liked it.
Like, I know Amazing Spider-Man 1, he's the janitor while he's listening. Yeah. He has headphones on and Lizard and Spider-Man are fighting in the back. He's just doing his job.
Yeah. So the completion of Phase 4 with Loki Season 2.
Okay, yeah. So Marvel's is the end of Phase 4.
Yes,
yeah, that's what I thought,
The Marvels was the very end.
Or, I guess, which came out first? I don't even remember. The season finale of Loki or Marvels?
So they came out on the same night.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they concluded on the same night. Okay.
Yes, so it was the Marvels and Loki season 2 finale came out on the same night.
Yeah. Interesting.
So there was 17 total projects in this one.
That is wild.
Quite a few.
I feel like
kind
nothing
of explains.
Happens. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It kind of explains why people feel very fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And
And that's interesting. That'd be interesting to talk about. Is just superhero fatigue. And I just, like, because it's not just Marvel. Like, DC has fallen off. I mean, Aquaman 2 is coming out on Christmas. I don't think it's... I mean, okay. The first movie made $1 billion. But the first Captain Marvel also made $1 billion. However, Captain Marvel came out right after Infinity War. And it was sandwiched in between Infinity War and Endgame. And so it was like the peak of superhero movies. And so, of course, everyone's going to go see it. Even though it got
and
really
it
ba-
and it
bad
takes
reviews.
Place in the 90s.
Yeah.
It takes place in the 90s. So you have all these 90s kids wanting to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Yeah, Blockbuster.
It had a lot of. It had a lot of luck on its side for
it
sure.
Did. Yeah.
To do
and
that well.
It And, like, even though it made $1 billion, I think it made. I don't know. I don't know how much it made. It was over $1 billion. It didn't get very good reviews. It wasn't that great of a movie. And we'll talk about it when we get to it. But anyways, so they make the Marvels. Interesting enough, actually, they marketed it at or they didn't market it as a Captain Marvel 2, but it was first written as a Captain Marvel 2, and then I think they hired a new writer or something throughout the first script and then decided, okay, we're going to take these two characters from these Disney Plus shows and put them alongside Captain Marvel in hopes that we can get fans of these shows to go and see this movie who also like Captain Marvel. But Brie Larson can't sell a movie right now because no one cares about her and she's not appealing. She's not a good actor. And she's not appealing as an actor. Like no one, I don't even know what other movies she's done. That's been successful.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has, but, Wait, wasn't she in Kong Skull Island with Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the only one I can think
of. Yeah.
But
yeah, and then you have what's the black girl's name? I don't know.
Rambo. Monica. So Monica Rambo.
Monica Rambeau. So she, like, really didn't get that much screen time in WandaVision. So, like, there wasn't much character development with her to even build any interest in that character or anything.
Right, and how did and she then get they throw her in
this movie?
Like, she got... She it
was because she was in... She went in the force field or something, yeah. I think, and then that affected her.
Right.
It was weird.
Yeah, weird, uninspiring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like
you've never even seen Ms. Marvel.
No, I don't. I don't have any desire to.
Yeah.
If I have to for this, I will. But like Ms. Marvel, I mean, I've heard that it's a halfway decent show. Like it's kind of made for kids. It sounds like it's a fun little superhero show.
Yeah, that one was a pretty fun one. And I've also heard that she's kind of like the star of
the Marvels.
Like that's the only person anyone's really interested in, because right. she's just a funny actress and she does really good at it.
Yeah.
And I like the Ms. Marvel show, and it was clearly for kids, and she's a very fun character, and I think that was an appeal. So then that makes sense that that's the only thing that people are even interested in this movie.
Right. Yeah. Do we want to talk about how poorly it's done in the box office?
Yeah.
So
do you have any numbers pulled up?
I don't have them pulled up, but I kind of know them off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Well, for one, it was for the opening weekend. It was the worst opening weekend I think it was either MCU or like Marvel in general. I think it may be MCU.
It wasn't superhero. I think it's superhero.
Oh, okay, you're probably right.
I think it's superhero ever.
Yeah, and so it was really close to the Incredible Hulk, which came out in 2008. However, the ticket prices when the Incredible Hulk came out were like about $6 or $7 cheaper than they are today.
Yeah.
And yet it still couldn't make that much money, and not very many people went and saw the Incredible Hulk when it came out. Like opening weekend, it didn't do very well.
And that, so the second weekend for the Marvels dropped 79%.
Yeah.
And which is more than Morbius. Morbius dropped 74%. Yes. And it was one of the worst performing superhero movies ever.
And usually when usually when a movie has a bad opening weekend, it usually doesn't have that big of a drop because it already has a low bar to hit. But this one did have that 70-something percent, which is the biggest drop in a superhero movie.
Yeah. So it's the biggest second weekend drop of any superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was already the lowest opening weekend.
Yeah. So it opened to $47 million at the domestic box office.
Says
lowest opening weekend in the history of the MCU. So I'm sure there's a lot of other maybe obscure superhero movies that didn't do super well that fall in there. But for the MCU though, like this is a Marvel Cinematic Universe. It has some of the most profitable movies if you look at all the MCU movies, it's some of the most profitable movies of all time, and they couldn't get people to go and watch this movie. They tried to market it, and they have all the excuses in the world for it. We just had a writers and actors strike, so they weren't able to promote the movie. However, I guarantee you, if they were able to promote this movie, it would have done worse. It would have drawn people away from going to see it because it was not a good movie. And what would they have said about it? Like go on Jimmy Fallon and talk about, female empowerment, and it's the first triple threat superhero led movie. It's like the Avengers, but all female. Like whatever you say about it, no one cares. And like I said, no one wants to go see a Brie Larson movie. No one wants to. No one knows about these other superhero movies. No one's watched the TV shows. Like, I mean, there are some fans, like serious fans that did, but most of the MCU fans don't want to go see a movie with these three superheroes in it that have had very uninspiring origins, and that you know, like at Captain Marvel in the first one, like, talk about a hero that doesn't have anything to overcome. Like, she had nothing to overcome in that movie except the oppression that she received at the hands of straight white males. Anyways, yeah. I just go rant on and on. But
yeah, it is.
And so people projected that this movie would maybe hit 300 million at, like, globally. It's tracking right now to maybe not even make 200 million, which for an MCU movie is insane.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And do you know what its budget was?
I think you told me like 700,000, wasn't
it? Well, 700 million.
Million, I mean.
Yeah. So it had like I think it was like 350 or so budget. However, and Marvel likes to be pretty sneaky, or I say Disney likes to be sneaky about their budgets. Usually they put a lot more money than they say. They just find ways around it. Just tax breaks and stuff. And because marketing, they put a lot of money into marketing, and make sure the movie gets out. But in order for a movie to make profit in the box office, it has to make about double its profit, or I mean its budget, because you have to pay the movie theater, you have to pay the other studios that were involved and whatnot, and then you have residuals for the actors and or royalties or whatever. You know, they make some money off of it. And so at the end of the day, the Marvels had to make, I think it was about 700 million in order to make a profit. So it was already, it had everything against it. They're like, let's make this movie that has to make $700 million in order to make profit, in order for us to just be profitable. Not to make $700 million. It's to make, it's like make a profit.
To break even.
Break even. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous that they even thought that this movie could do that. They put all this ridiculous amount of money into these movies, and they don't even look that good. The story is terrible. The writing is a mess. And then of course you have all your agendas that they push in it, which I heard this movie isn't too bad, as far as like what it's communicating, but for the most part, it's like, it's what you would expect. It's a female superhero led movie, and all the male characters are, effeminate, weak. They continue to butcher Nick Fury over and over again. Like, they did with Secret Invasion. They did it with Marvels.
Well, so like in Secret Invasion, he was like supposed to be like this really tough, almost like quiet, serious guy. And then they jump over to the Marvels, and then he's this funny,
happy-dubby,
quirky guy. Yeah. And it's like the character development, like, they're just going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I go on.
And there is like we said, with phase four, like this, with this fatigue of just so much content. I mean, 17 projects. So phase four started with Black Widow.
Oh, right.
And that was in 2021. We're talking 3 years.
Wow.
So like, I don't know when in 2021. So given the
beginning
of 2021,
pandemic.
So all of 2021, all of 2022, and all of 2023.
Yeah.
So 3 years, you get so much content. You have Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange, Thor Love and Thunder, the Black Panther movie, WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, I Am Groot, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, Werewolf by Night, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, and this page just ends there.
Yeah, and then you got the last handful of shows. Yeah.
Yeah, so like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Loki Season 2, and
Did you say Ms. Marvel?
Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so much.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a lot, and no one can keep up. And like I've said before, like, I don't think they know what they're doing. Like, the first three phases were well planned out, and there were some threads that they kind of fell apart, and like things they set up that they didn't follow through on. Of course, like, you know, that's going to happen. But for the most part, it was planned out. They kept to their story. It was consistent. Every project had its own story within it, but it still fit into the overarching narrative. I feel like with what they did with Phase 4 is it's just all over the place, and they didn't know. They tried to set up a direction, like, okay, we'll go multiverse. Okay, but we're going to do some shows that have nothing to do with multiverse, that have no connection to it. What was Love and Thunder? Was Jane Foster from another universe? No, she wasn't, because she had cancer, no. And then she was given the power of Thor.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And what was the main formula for almost every project? Let's make a female version of every male superhero we have. Like, not even exaggerating. Like, they're a female Hulk.
Yeah.
Female Hawkeye. There's a female Thor.
Female Thor.
Black Panther.
Female Black Panther.
And
a lot of these, so... Yeah. If you're looking at... So if they ever... Like, it looked like they were planning to do a Young Avengers movie.
Yep.
It would be all females.
Well, apparently the Marvels set that up in a mid-credit scene.
Oh, yeah. It'd be all female.
Yep. Except for, apparently, the Wanda's sons are going to be a part of the Young Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'll include it.
And then maybe Black Panther's son, too.
Oh, right.
Like...
But yeah, it's female, and it's all characters no one cares about.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Ms. Marvel.
I don't think they'll do it after the horrible atrocity of the Marvels. Right. Like, they'll hopefully come to their senses and not do that project.
Right.
But yeah, they were making every character female, for sure.
Yeah, every single one. And it's like, how original, Marvel? And I know a lot of these are all from the comics. I get it. But it doesn't mean that they're good. Like, just because they're from the comics, just because they're adapting.
Well, also, look at your audience. Is it majority male or is it majority female?
Exactly. Like. No. Like, the people that you're appealing to are a bunch of angry women who don't care about the movies, but still want you to push their agendas. But they're not going to go buy the tickets to go see the movies. Like, they're going to complain on the internet about how racist you are, how sexist you are, or praise you for being inclusive, being pushing equality, but they're not going to go buy the movie tickets. One, they don't have jobs.
They're not fans.
And they're not fans.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, it's like the fans, the people that do care, the people that want to go see these movies, the people that went and saw No Way Home because you put your three favorite superheroes across three different universes into one movie with some very appealing villains. And though it's a weak story, but a fun story, like, okay, people went and saw it. Why? Because you appealed to the fans, because you gave the fans what they want. And it's not just fan service. It's, we want good stories with, well, good male characters that are good stories that are not preaching an agenda, that are not
for sure
just trying to slip things in. Go ahead.
Speaking of gender swapping, let's talk about Silver Surfer.
Oh my gosh. Don't give me okay, so here's the thing. Okay, let's go on another rant. Fantastic Four. Yeah. I have zero hope that they're going to get the Fantastic Four right because of all of what we've been seeing with the MCU. I want them to get it right. I think the cast of the original Fantastic Four movie, like, not the original one, but the one that was actually released, and the Rise of the Silver Surfer, those two movies, they're not, from what I can remember, they're not that great movies, but I think the cast was pretty good. Like, it, I think they did a good job on the cast. I would love to see something like that repeated. I like that they hired John Krasinski in Multiverse of Madness for Reed Richards, but it sounds like they're not going to go with him for future projects. I don't know why. I would love to see Emily Blunt be Sue Storm. Like, that would be great. That's a fan. That would be a fan service choice that I think would actually serve the fans.
Now they're talking about casting people that no fans even were suggesting.
No.
Like, there's multiple people besides even John Krasinski that people were suggesting, and they're talking about casting whatever his face is.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah,
Pascal. Like, from a studio perspective, I can get it because he's a popular actor that's going to...
Yeah, he's a moneymaker.
But he's not Reed Richards. He's not, for one, he's not the right race because he's not white, or he's not white American. I don't see him fitting that role at all. Like, in any, I don't no. care. And it's not because he's got Puerto Rican or whatever.
I think he's either, I don't know how old he is. I think he might be too old, like 10 years too old, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's in his 50s.
Something like that.
They should be casting a 40s person or someone that looks like they're in their 40s. Like, he looks like he just has like a, almost like a Harrison Ford looking face, like a very almost grumpy looking face.
Yeah.
And that is not at all Reed Richards.
No. Man. Adam Driver is another one that fans want. I think he could do a good job, and be young enough to set him up for, because we also want a younger guy that can be Reed Richards for the next 10 years, like three phases of the MCU, like a Chris Evans that will be able to play this character for a long time, and we can enjoy seeing him grow as a character and develop over the years. Doing something like Pedro Pascal is just it's a terrible decision all the way around. It was not confirmed by Marvel, so we don't know if it's actually true. There's a lot of reliable sources that are saying that it is true. However,
this is my theory on this, is that they leaked the rumor on purpose because they're thinking about casting him, but they didn't want to commit to it, so they wanted to see what the fans would say.
Yeah.
And they got so much backlash. They're like, they're probably thinking, okay, let's not do that.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
And that's
what they were doing.
And so, do you remember when Mila Kunis was reportedly going to be the Thing? Do you remember that rumor? It was probably like over a year ago that there were reports, very same thing, very reliable sources saying that Mila Kunis, the girl from That 70s Show, Ashton Kutcher's wife, is going to play the Thing. Okay, the Thing. And of course, everyone absolutely hated that idea, and they tore it apart. That could be the same thing. Like, they leaked it just to see, I wonder what people will think about this. Let's see what the fans think. Nope, let's not do that.
With the Silver Surfer being a female, like, I don't know who's thinking of doing that.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I hope that's just another just dumb rumor going around.
Right.
That it's just not true. Because, first of all, that's like very, they're going to make it a very sexual character.
Well, yeah. Like, it's going to be
like literally
like Mystique from X-Men. You know, where it's this body paint. And it's ridiculous.
So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So.
I don't get it.
Let's hope that the reason they have, because when was Fantastic Four was, like, when they very first announced it, it was probably supposed to come out in, like, what, this year?
I think 2025. Or 4.
When they first announced it?
Well, what do you mean? Like, when they first announced it, like, when they were announcing
Phase 4? Like, the very first time we heard about it, yeah.
Or, I think they first announced it officially when they announced the Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars.
Mm.
So that would have been, I don't know. I think 25 has always been the slated date for it.
Okay.
I think that's still what, slated? I mean, that's yeah, a, I think that's so. A little over a year away. So I don't, maybe like late 25. I don't know. You yeah. could, I maybe it was earlier.
But yeah, I just hope that they don't screw that up.
This is the thing is like, well, even with the Marvels, like they set up Beast at the end. And they, what's funny is they leaked it before it even came out, probably just to get people to go see the movie. It's like, oh, there's a Beast yeah. cameo at the end.
But it's yeah. like, it literally came out the day before the movie yeah. came out.
Right.
As if somebody recorded it in the theater. It's yeah. like, but nobody's been to the theater yet.
Well, I guess it would have been like a premiere or something. But.
Yeah.
But like, but you got, you own Fox now. You have the X-Men. You have the Fantastic Four. You've used Reed Richards in Multiverse of Madness. You've used Xavier in Multiverse of Madness as well. It's like, why are you not, like, why don't you bring in, like, a few of those characters to introduce in the Marvels? To, like, make the story more compelling, characters that you want to go see and want to watch and experience on the big screen under the Marvel brand that we haven't gotten before because Marvel didn't own the Fox characters yet, and now they do. They didn't own X-Men yeah. and Fantastic Four. And now, like, they have an opportunity to make a Fantastic Four movie, and every leak that we've had has just been terrible. Like, John Krasinski, win. Mila Kunis is a thing. Big L. another rumor has been that Sue Storm is going to be the leader of the Fantastic Four when it comes out. That she's going to be the one that's taking charge, and Reed Richards is going to kind of be a effeminate male who just falls in line and, you know, submits to the woman. That's the rumor. Once again, who knows if that's true? I would be surprised, yeah. and I wouldn't be surprised if that's why someone like Adam Driver isn't doing it, because like he doesn't want to be that, you know, an effeminate character that, you know,
yeah.
that's written by these social justice warriors. Marvel
executives yeah, and for writers, sure.
producers that have yeah. that have no self-awareness at all.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right. Did you watch the Madame Web trailer?
I did. Yes.
Did you not like it?
I don't know what to think about it. For the most part.
So I didn't think it was that bad. Really? I think it looks like it'll be decent. I'm not expecting like a great movie.
Kind of looked like a CW show.
That's a lot.
Let's start ranting about the Sony verse. What in the world are they doing?
Yeah,
Morbius.
I know.
I've seen Morbius once. I just remember not liking it. I like Jared Leto as Morbius. I think the character itself was okay. It was just the story was terrible.
And then
you have Kraven, the animal rights activist that is not the Kraven from the comics. I know it's an origin story, but man, I don't know. I love Kraven. Kraven's one of my favorite Spider-Man villains. I want to see him in live action, but I just want a comic book accurate Kraven. Like, that's it. That's what I was hoping for. And now we're getting whatever his name is, Quicksilver, the dude who played Quicksilver.
They're going to do a bunch of changes to it, I think. It was supposed to come out October this year.
Really?
They postponed it a full year.
Okay. Yeah.
And they said it was because of the strike, because this was towards the beginning of the strike. But what they also did was they brought Madame Web forward like a month, I think. So Kraven was supposed to come out before, so they were probably further along on Kraven.
Probably. Before. Oh yeah, they were.
So they bring Madame Web up a month, but postpone Kraven a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So they gotta be planning to make lots of changes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Madame Web.
Another disaster.
Yeah. I just. I don't, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things going on behind the scenes between Sony and Marvel that we just don't know about. I just don't know why they're making the choices they're making with these characters. And, like, we're going to introduce all these villains and different characters in the Spider-Verse, but we're not going to connect them to Spider-Man yet. And it just, no, it's not going to be appealing to people.
So I think, I think one reason they're doing Madame Web is because they're doing the spider people that they're allowed to do. Because there's like four or five spider people in this.
Yeah.
Like, there's the villain that's a spider person. And then you have, four spider women.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're making this movie, is to get people, like, be like, hey, we still have these characters, these spider people. No, we don't have Spider-Man yet, but we have these people to get them interested. The trailer, I think I did see, like, the CW stuff. It does kind of look like that. And it is mostly a female cast, pretty much all female cast, except for the villain, of course, which is a guy. Usually go very well. So I'm not expecting like anything great. I just don't think, I hope it's not gonna just be complete trash.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I hope Kraven's like not bad either. So Venom 3 is also supposed to, so Sony's doing 3 movies next year. Kraven, if everything goes as planned. Like I remember Morbius, they delayed that multiple times and it still ended up being garbage. They had Kraven, Madame Web, and Venom 3. Venom 3 I'm excited about. Sounds like they're supposed to connect it with Spider-Man. So
yeah,
I still want them to do Andrew Garfield. I think that Venom should connect to Andrew Garfield's universe. I think it wouldn't be that hard for them to do it. Sony can do that. Like, that's the thing. Sony has is able to get a hold of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. Like, let Marvel MCU do Tom Holland. Give us what we want. Like, place like. The trailer for Venom 3, end the trailer with Andrew Garfield in the trailer. So many people will get excited by that, and there'll be huge hype, and people will go see the movie.
Yeah.
But they won't do
it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think they're... I doubt they'll do that.
No, I think they will. I think they have... Because I think they have a lot of restriction, and they're doing everything they can with what they have.
They're doing poorly with some of the writing. That's why I don't get. Like, they still own the rights to Spider-Man. They have more rights to Spider-Man than Disney does. Marvel. Yeah. So I don't understand what is going on.
Well, because I think when they made the deal originally with Tom Holland, they probably made a deal of sorts that they kind of have like a rights to Spider-Man for a little bit. But because they, I'm pretty sure they do have big plans with Spider-Man 4 to have big connections with all these Sony villains, and because that's their big plan is to have this and to have a connection and to finally bring all these Spider-Man villains together,
right?
And
that's the other thing.
Hopefully, with one of these next movies. Maybe they'll tease something. Maybe he'll actually be in Venom. Maybe we'll hear some announcements with Spider-Man 4 and like what's happening with that.
Morbius had Michael Keaton, his Vulture.
Oh yeah,
set that up. It's like, okay, there's something there. It still doesn't really make any sense. Okay. Like what are they gonna tease in Kraven and Madame Web and Venom 3?
Well, Morbius was It seemed like Morbius was supposed to be the movie to finally give connections to Spider-Man, but they all of a sudden last minute cut it all out.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Like Vulture literally was in the trailer. Last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That the poster of Spider-Man that he walks by.
Oh yeah.
Oscorp. Oscorp was in there. The Oscorp from Andrew Garfield's universe. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Was in the trailers, and then all of a sudden, last minute, they cut it. They delay it for like a month, cut it all out, and put out the movie that they did with no connection to Spider-Man.
Yeah,
which was just so odd to me. Like, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
I wonder if like because it was a bad movie that they're like, we don't want this to be the connection to Spider-Man. We need to wait, or what? But
yeah, I don't know.
It seemed to be supposed to be the movie that connected it all, and it didn't.
Right.
So I think they're trying to connect it eventually, but they're just waiting to, because they're wanting to work with the MCU as much as possible, mm-hmm. and to have a good relationship with them. So I think that's part of why they just haven't done anything. Right. And I hope it comes soon. I really.
Yeah, me too. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Spider-Man 4. They set up at the end of No Way Home for Spider-Man to finally just be friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Deal with street, just be a street level hero. Fighting crime, taking down bad guys without the help of Tony Stark and his suits and his technology. Because he in No Way Home, he finally got the, with great power comes great responsibility moment, and he got Aunt May, and her death, mm-hmm. and that gave him that the struggle and that something to overcome, but also recognizing the responsibility that comes with being Spider-Man, which is something that he needed to learn throughout the three movies. So now we get to Spider-Man 4, and we're thinking, okay, that's awesome. Like, I'm excited. This is the Spider-Man I want to see. I want to see Tom Holland without Tony Stark, without the technology, just being a superhero and fighting crime. Okay. Yeah, I want to see Tom Holland Spider-Man, fight crime, be the friendly hood neighborhood Spider-Man who, has to learn what responsibility looks like, has to grow up, because I feel like, he was just kind of a kid throughout the first three, which, Spider-Man's a kid. He's a teenager. Like, I get it. That's great. Now it's kind of time for him to be his own thing. And I want that. And it looks like that's what they were setting up. And I think that's what they're setting up with Kingpin, bringing him back into the MCU. And, it seems like, they're probably going to bring Daredevil and Echo, whatever, and Hawkeye, or, the female Hawkeye, all together to be in that own little universe, and with Spider-Man leading it. And I think that would be great, and I want that, and I'm excited for that. But now it sounds like, and there's been some rumors and leaks, that they're going to instead use Spider-Man 4 to connect all these, connect the multiverse of Sony, and bring all these villains in for Tom Holland to deal with. Which I feel like is just going completely off track of what it seems like they set up in No Way Home. I could be wrong. Maybe they'll find a way to connect it to where it's like he's still street level villain, a street level hero dealing with villains like Morbius, in New York City and whatever. But I just feel like bringing in the multiverse, I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna do it. But I think it'd be too soon for them to connect it to the Sony stuff. Though I think that they probably are at the point where they need to figure something out. And Sony knows that, and Marvel knows that.
For sure.
I don't know.
I think they will. I think Madame Web is kind of a movie that they probably realized after Morbius that it was a bad idea to do. But they were already so far into it. They were so far into it that they just couldn't go back. Right. And it's just kind of one of those movies that they're just like, okay, let's just get this out. And then we'll just recover.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they postponed Kraven. Mm-hmm. They were too far into Madame Web, and they're just like, okay, it's either we scrap this movie completely or let's just get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they postponed Kraven, because they know that they messed up with that and they're going to fix it. And then with Venom 3, it's going to be, I think, the big connector,
mm-hmm.
along with whatever. And I think that's going to really set up a connection for Spider-Man 4. And Spider-Man 4 is going to be, hopefully, with Daredevil, Kingpin, and then, maybe even Venom.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope they figure something out that works. Spider-Man's my favorite. I want them to do justice to the character. I want Toby and Andrew to be involved. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think if I, my Spider-Man on my Spider-Man wish list, top of the list is a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 4, directed by Sam Raimi. Give him a chance to redeem. So do you know that it was his decision? It was a mixture of things. The studio didn't like the changes that he wanted to make to Spider-Man 4. So Spider-Man 3 happened, and he said that, like, this was actually not really my vision. There were a lot of things that they kind of shoot. Like, he didn't want Venom. He thought it was too soon for Venom. It wouldn't fit. They went Sandman and Green and Hobgoblin. Those are the two villains that he wanted. But the studio made him put Venom in. No, he knew it was going to be a bad idea. And of course, everything happened. Spider-Man 3 happened. He got a lot of backlash. And so Spider-Man 4, he kind of redirected and kind of went back to his own vision and what he wanted for it. And the studio apparently didn't like it. And they kind of were fighting against his script and saying, like, well, you know, I think we should go this direction. And they eventually just parted ways and said, yeah, I do not want to make a Spider-Man 4 unless it's my movie. It's my vision, my story that I want to tell for this character. And so it didn't happen. And apparently at the time they were already talking about doing another reboot, even with Spider-Man. So, like, Amazing Spider-Man was going to happen with Andrew Garfield alongside Spider-Man 4. There was talks about doing that, and Sam knew that. And he's like, okay, well, you guys go. I know you guys are already doing your reboot, so go ahead and do that. I'm gonna step away from the project and not do Spider-Man 4. Recently, especially with Multiverse of Madness and him directing that, he has said in interviews that he would love to partner with Tobey and do a Spider-Man 4. I don't know why they haven't done it already or haven't announced it. I hope they do. I hope it's in the works. I hope it's in development. But that's my wish. That's, like, my top of my list as far as things that I would love to see. Just an older, wiser Tobey Maguire Spider-Man who's been through a lot. And maybe he's close to retirement, close to giving, maybe, I don't know, maybe not even that, like, but he's older, he's experienced a lot, and even do, like, because Vulture was going to be one of the main villains in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. It was Vulture, Lizard was going to come in. I think Vulture was just going to be the main guy, though. Yeah, like, do Vulture, like, but do Sam Raimi's version in that universe. And I would love it. I don't know if it happened. Amazing Spider-Man 3 would be number 2 on that list as well. Like, I want Andrew Garfield to do a symbiote storyline with Andrew Garfield. He finds a symbiote. He, you know, especially after losing Gwen Stacy, have him go through that journey, and, you know, put a Mary Jane in there or something. But I would love that. So yeah, I think that's about it for today. We have a lot more we can talk about, but we'll save it for the next episode, and just kind of, we'll use this time as an opportunity to just talk about things going on in the world of movies. We don't want to just talk about Marvel, though we could talk all day about it, but we can also talk about DC. We talk about Star Wars. We can talk about movies in general, you know, what's Christopher Nolan working on? What's Scorsese doing? Cause he just had the Killers of the Flower Moon movie that probably was supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it yet. But anyways, like, you know, we'll just kind of keep just discoursing and talking about things going on in the world of film and story. But Marvel, you know, because we're going through Marvel movies, like, Marvel's going to be probably the main topic. I'll be interesting to see where things go from here with the MCU and with Sony and whatnot. But we're here for it. We'll see what happens. But that's it for our After Hours Patreon show. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this, and thank you for your support. Please go ahead and share our latest episode, and go like, comment, and subscribe, and share, and do all the things that that you do, that we need for your support. That's it for today. So thank you very much. Power Bros out.
Thank you for listening.